Yeah. The Bar Podcast. Biblical reform, let's go.
Yeah. Welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities, and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, yo, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. Yo, this is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. Yeah, this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, the nations. Welcome to the modern reformation.
Yeah. Welcome everybody to the bar. It's boy Dwayne and Dylan right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always, be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to the bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And man, first, thank you guys for still tuning in to the bar, man. It's been a while since I was able to give you a fresh, brand new episode, but I definitely want to shout out my man Nick for holding it down, doing the replays for me. Also want to shout out my brother David, man. David is actually getting ready to do some stand-in guest work for me as well. So hat tip to them. And I have to hat tip to Jessica Clark, who has put the bar on YouTube. We actually have videos, so you get to see my beautiful face as well as Blake's, my guest today. And so we're super excited about that. And I wanted to also thank you guys for, like I said, just continuing to rock with us. So I bring you a guest. This is what I call a repeat offender. Been on here before, and this must be a glutton for torture and pain and all of that. He decided to come back and grace us again. We have on my brother Blake, man. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing well, bro. I'm glad to be back behind the microphone. Feels good, man. Oh, yeah, how's life with you?
Oh, it's good. Just working, and we have two little girls at home, so they keep us on our feet for sure.
For sure. So those that missed that first episode, my friend, just tell us a little bit about you. You mentioned your two little girls. What else about you?
Yeah. So again, my name's Blake Long. I don't officially work in ministry anywhere. I have an eight to five job. But other than that, my wife and I, her name is Shell. She is a special ed teacher at a local public school in our area. She's been there for about 7 years. We've been together for 10 years, married for 5. So yes, it took me 5 years to propose. That's okay. we have two little girls, Jovi Grace and Piper Joy. One's 3.5 and one's 1.5. And so, yeah, like I just said, they keep us busy, but they are a blessing from God. And so we're very thankful for that. We attend Sovereign Grace Bible Church. That's a Southern Baptist church, but we're distinctly Reformed. And we've been there since 2016.
That's awesome. And
of course, the most important part is we have a dog. His name is Dundee. So any Office fans out there will hopefully understand the reference to the Dundee Awards. It's not Crocodile Dundee, please.
Yes. I love it. I love the Office. No, that's fire, man. So, yeah. Man, the 1 and 3, that's a ripe age, my friend. My girls are that far apart. You know, they're now, don't make me mess up. 6 and 9, maybe. Yeah. Woo. I think so. Yeah, man. So it don't stop, just so you know.
I know.
But look, I am proud of them. They are quiet in the other room. I said, hey, about to record. And so
there you go.
Can't ask for nothing else. All right, man. So let's talk about what you got going on, man. The reason why we're here, man, what we want to talk about and promote.
Yeah. So I've got a new book out. It's called Taking No for an Answer, How to Respond When God Says No to Our Prayers. It's about a year and a half in the making. It was released on February 1st this year. And it's really just about understanding not necessarily why unanswered prayer takes place, but really about how we should respond to it. It's one of those things where it's okay to ask God why this or that didn't happen or did happen. But we don't want to do that in an accusatory way. Mm-hmm. So instead of asking really why and focusing so much on that, we need to start focusing on how we respond, because really how we respond to unanswered prayer reveals a lot about where our heart is and where we are spiritually.
No, that's really dope, man. You know, I that was one of the things that led me out of the Word of Faith charismatic movement was unanswered. Well, they weren't prayers. And this hindsight, it wasn't a prayer, man. It was declaring, decreeing, and it wasn't happening, man. But no, that's really cool. And I think a lot of times we lose a grasp on, like you said, how we supposed to respond. Because even not necessarily dealing with prayer and God, but even in life, when you get a no, your response is super imperative, man. So dig into it a little bit, man. Kind of what's your approach, what's your angle on that, and let's get in it.
So really at the start of the book, I try to make sure readers understand that, you know, this is kind of an in-house discussion. In other words, unbelievers do not have the same access we have. It's not the same relationship.
Great point.
I know that culture loves to talk about how we're all children of God, and it's just simply not true. Only Christians are children of God via adoption. Right. And so that's kind of where I start as the foundation. But really, I just delve into multiple responses we can have or shouldn't have to unanswered prayer. I use a lot of my own personal story in this because I know with my last book, I didn't make it too personal. And so I wanted to make this more personal to hopefully help people resonate with the book. So to start out, you know, the introduction to the book, I talk about how our first pregnancy, we arrived at the hospital to have our first ultrasound. Long story short, you know, we prayed a prayer before we went in, you know, Lord, let this baby be okay. But even if he or she isn't, your will be done. So on and so forth. Long story short, we didn't ever see a baby. So I was prepared for my wife to tell me the next day that she had had a miscarriage because she was about she was about 9 weeks along at that point. But she told me actually that she had had a blighted ovum. And I'm just like, I have no idea what that means. So my ears were prepared to hear she had a miscarriage, but they actually heard blighted ovum, which just, you know, in layman's term mean there never actually was a baby. Sac developed, everything developed. So that's why there was two little lines on the pregnancy test, but an embryo never developed. So there never was a child that was created. Now, of course, that's not as we don't want to really try to differentiate between the degrees of suffering, of course, but
of course not.
You know, no life was lost. So that's good. Mm-hmm. But we certainly had to start mourning the thought that we did have a life. And so that was a very difficult time. But I looked back at it and thought, God said no to our prayer. Mm. Now, of course, with two little girls now, he didn't say no outright. He said, not yet. Thank the good Lord. But he didn't say no. And so that's what I want Christians to reckon with is God's going to say no to our prayers, whether it's because it's just simply not the time yet, even if we're asking for something good or if we're being selfish and asking for something from our own motives. Because, of course, I there's a chapter dedicated to that in the book on responding with repentance. A lot of the times we should respond with repentance to unanswered prayer because that's one of the ways God is showing us very clearly that we're doing something wrong here. So, yeah, that's at least a part of it.
I love it, man. So, you know, my mind. I'm a Christian. I am. I'm reformed. I'm not as studious as most. But my mind immediately went to Bruce Almighty, man. Remember when he hit yes to everybody's prayer and like the world just fell apart? Like,
you know, funny enough, and I'll get you a hard copy of this book. But funny enough, in the introduction, after I, you know, set the introduction with the two stories, I talk about how God is not a yes man. And I bring up how I love Jim Carrey movies.
Yeah, man.
Dumb and Dumber is my favorite. Now, Bruce Almighty, though, could be a little sacrilegious.
Yeah, it could be.
it's still a very good movie if you take it just as entertainment. And so, yeah, that's a great, just clicking on the laptop. Yes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that and when you give everybody what they want, man, it just, the world falls apart, man. Absolutely. So, no, that's dope. I really like the point of, you know, your I guess leading you to repentance because a lot of times in the moment we want something, you know, we're not having a pure heart or, you know, just the motive, you know, it may be terrible or whatever, man. So that really hit home for me, man. I I like that. I also think about just, you know, I mean, we all can go back to think of like prayers that were unanswered, you know, and, you know, God's sovereign reason why, you know, whatever. So that, I love it, man. You definitely got to send me a hard copy of this. I really want to check this out. It sounds super, super cool, man. So dig into a little bit more, man. What are some other, you know, kind of points or angles that you did? We'll cover that a little bit more before we get into the break.
Sure. So, you know, I kind of alluded to responding with repentance and, you know, a lot of that I learned from, and I use this story in the book. There was a pastoral vacancy in my hometown. You know, ever since I became a Christian, that was in 2013. A couple of years after that, I felt the call, so to speak, to pastoral ministry. And so for a long time, I've really just been desiring to be in pastoral ministry, which, you know, you need to. That's one of the qualifications. But the, there are several other qualifications that need to take place. And so I've always just, you know, ever since then, I've been working on those in my life and so on and so forth. And there was a job that came open in my hometown. And at this point in my life, which this was probably kind of at the start of writing the book or a little bit before it, I thought it was a no-brainer. And I'm like going, this is my hometown. This is a church where I'm not going to have to be bivocational. I'm going to be full-time. It's 2 minutes away from where I live. Everything in my life was falling into place. And I thought that was a very clear sign from God that he was saying, go for it.
Right.
My pastors, now here's strike one. I met with my pastors and not all of them were on board with me applying for it. You need to have, just for future reference, any person who's getting into ministry, you need to have your pastor or pastors really be on board with that decision. And they need to be the ones that really send you out. Don't do it on your own. A very rare circumstance will the Holy Spirit be leading you to do that without the endorsements of your local pastors. But so even though that, you know, two out of four of them were kind of eerie about it, I decided to make application to the job. I even preached at that church three times because they were just, you know, they needed a pastor. So I just kind of a fill-in. But three of those times, not really one person made mention that I had applied for the job. And the third time we went there, they were doing announcements and one of the deacons was like, guys, we really need prayer. We're having a hard time finding a good applicant for this position. And I don't think my wife heard it at the time. I got in the car on the way home. I was like, did you hear what he said? And it's just a divine slap in the face. It's just right. Like, wake up, man. And so I was embarrassed, first of all. But I took that as a sign that I just needed to stop being so selfish. Is one of those things where, it looked good on paper, but you probably would have made a disaster of your personal life, of your family life, your home life, the church life. I would have been a disaster. Wouldn't have been me.
Right.
You need to be ready. So that was one of those things where in my life, I needed to respond with repentance to this and know that, though from an earthly standpoint, I was kind of frustrated and disappointed about that. I was ready for it. It wasn't the right time.
So
it's just one of those things where a lot of humility needs to happen for sure.
For sure. Well, first, man, I appreciate your transparency and sharing, you know, on a personal level, because, you know, a lot of times when you're in that moment, you know, you can't, you know, you ain't even thinking about, you know, oh, God said, no, you're not thinking about that book. You're thinking man, this is 2 minutes up the street. You know, this, I feel like it's my call. So that's super dope, man. I appreciate you sharing that, man. And I know a lot of people can benefit from this book, man, because we all go through the experience of receiving a no, or, you know, praying for something and not seeing it happen. You know, I'm thinking about like family members and sickness and things like that. So I know you probably touch on that as well, man, but we're definitely going to have the link to the book in the show notes. So make sure you guys check it out. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend, man. And we're going to go through the bar signature questions, man. It's your second go around just in case something has changed since last time before we
started. I forgot the question, so this isn't
okay.
Good.
Okay, hey, perfect. Even better. So the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, okay. I remember that one.
There you go.
I'm kind of all over the place. My primary music I listen to is Christian rap, hip hop. So I'm still, regardless of what other people think, I'm still a Cray fan, still a fan of Reach Records. I thought his Church Clothes 4 album was very good. It could have gone way worse. So I thought it was really good. I also really enjoy, it's a band called King's Kaleidoscope. I guess they probably are far more famous now since they were the introduction song to the Rise and Fall of Mark Hill's podcast.
Right.
Mark Hill podcast. So yeah, that's really the two things I listen to.
Got it. Got it. All right. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
I am currently reading, it's called Don't Hold Back by David Platt. It's his new book that was just released. And it's kind of about the American gospel. And there are a few things here and there that I probably will disagree with it. But other than that, it's been a pretty solid book. And then I just finished Aaron Armstrong's new book, the I'm a Christian Now. And I think it was a phenomenal book.
Nice. Nice. All right. Last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
I am kind of all over the place again with that. I've kind of stopped listening to sermons a lot. Sure. But I do listen to, of course, I listen to the Bar podcast.
When I post the episode.
I listen to the briefing. I try to do that every day. And then I've really started to listen to the For the Church podcast. And then also there's a new podcast by Ligonier Ministries. It's called, I think it's called Things Unseen by Sinclair Ferguson, which is 5 or 6 minutes. And it's just really the perfect time for a commute for me.
Yeah, that's awesome, bro. Well, listen, man, I'm glad we was able to coordinate this and work it out. You guys don't know me and Blake been on the calendar about 3 or 4 times missing each other. And, you know, that was God's no, man. We just had to wait for the right time.
There you go. True.
I love it, man. But I'm super excited for you, bro. Love to support you anytime I can. And I appreciate you reaching out to me when you had something new, man. And so you guys, since he reached out to me, man, you guys make sure you get that book. Take pictures of it, screenshot it, tag us, and let us know you got it. We definitely appreciate that, man. So, brother, I'm going to give you the floor one last time, man. Any words of encouragement, anything you want to say to close before we get out of here?
Yeah, really just the overall point of the book. Don't take God's no as him not loving you anymore or as him abandoning you. A lot of the times, and this is the major point of the book that I make, unanswered prayer is one of the major ways he sanctifies us. So don't take his no as a sign of him not loving you, but as a sign of him loving you very much as is you're his child. And so it's one of those things that's going to be tough and we're going to suffer. But as God's children, his no is always a good thing.
That's right. Just like when we tell our girls no, it's sometimes a good thing. Oh, good deal, man. So listen, Bar folks, we appreciate you. We thank you for listening. Make sure you check us out. And make sure you tell somebody about this podcast. Make sure you pick up the book and follow everybody in the network. Shout out to my man Shatari. You got a new podcast dropping on the network called Barrels of Truth. That's it. Barrel Truth, something like that. Sorry, Stario. But anyway, till next time, you guys, God bless. And we are out of here.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.